Welcome to the conferencing service.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the By Yahweh's Design conference call for the 30th day of December, year 2020. I am Commander Dan, your host and chairman for this meeting of the House of Jacob Israel. The agenda for today's call is year ends update, or end of year update, if you will. And we do dedicate this call to our Heavenly Father Yahweh, who is the great I Am. We also dedicate this call to his holy remnant, who are the believing sons and daughters of Jacob, who was later named Israel. Today, these people are known as the Caucasian, or the true Israelite peoples of the world. Hallelujah, which means all praise Yahweh in ancient or Paleo Hebrew. And give me just a minute here as I'm trying to ascertain something. Okay, very good. To my Welsh kinsmen across the ocean, Shemai, and welcome to the program. Kumri Ambith. Callers will be welcome in a short period of time. Also, we are in the question and answer mode, and tonight we have Adam as a co-host, so he can monitor the chat room and keep an eye on that for me, because again, I'm on the road and I'm on a single monitor, and that makes it very difficult for me to do that. Our website is www.pastordan.net, and on that website is a lot of information about weapons, self-defense, research material for the identity message, and other biblical topics, current events, health issues, etc. So check it from time to time. The Daily Mail page there is where I try to keep all the latest news items, and the way things are going, that's happening quite frequently. So again, the Daily Mail page at PastorDan.net. Pastor Dan, of course, is all together with no spaces, and we try to keep it up to date as much as we can. John 16, verse 33, I have told you these things that in me you may have peace. In the world you have trouble, but cheer up, I have overcome the world. So, and in Exodus chapter 14, starting at verse 13, we have Moses said to the people, do not be afraid, stand still and see the salvation of Yahweh, which he will work for you today, for you will never again see the Egyptians whom you have seen today. Yahweh will fight for you, and you shall be still. Hallelujah for that one. Henry David of Thoreau told us a long time ago, there are 1,000 hacking at the branches of evil to one who is striking at the root. And that does seem to be a problem we have today. We spend a lot of time and resources trying to ascertain and defeat the 1,000 branches of the root of evil, when all those branches have a common root. In fact, it was interesting. I was listening to the latest interview done with Catherine Austin Fitz, who was part of the HUD, which is Housing and Urban Development. I believe it was under Reagan, but it might have been later under one of the Bushes. But anyway, she was fairly high up there, handled lots and lots of money. An excellent interview, very good analysis of who the beast system people are, why they're doing what they're doing, which is, again, the root of all evil is what? Money, the love of money. And many of the things that are going on today, that is exactly what's happening. The people, I shouldn't say people, individual people, but corporations, bankers, government people, and of course our Zionist so-called friends, the love of money drives them in everything they're doing, including the BLM riots, Antifa riots, as she points out in the interview, had a lot to do with going into the economic development sections of our cities where the rich want to get the property for next to nothing. Can we say Jews, who never want to pay the fair price, so they have the rioters go in there, set the stage with this fake pandemic, close down businesses, put them in an economic hardship, and then go in and do riots and set things on fire, which further diminishes the property values, and then they get to walk in there and pick up things for pennies on the dollar, just like they did in 1928 with the Great Depression. Expand the credit and the flow of currency. Farmers and everybody are drunk on the idea of easy money. They expand their operations. They buy new equipment. They buy more land, more cows, tractors, etc. They go in debt, and then all you have to do is shrink the money supply, and you have instantly a depression, and the bankers and corporate entities walk away with people's livelihoods, businesses, farms, homes, etc. So the same story played over and over and over with the same outcome as usual. So it's pretty pathetic how often this has played out for us and we still haven't figured out the tune. But anyway, we are at the end of the year of 2020. It's been a horrific year as far as the Antichrist forces and what the hell they've been up to. And it's just amazing to me that here we are at the end of December, when all this nonsense started clear back in March, and there are still people who haven't figured this thing out. Now, the good news is a lot of people have figured it out, but there's still a lot of people out there that are completely brain dead or have bought into the fact that their corporate and government people have a right to tell them what to do, even with their own bodies, and have a right to tell them to do things like wear a face diaper, even though it is causing problems. I just found out that my brother was visiting with some family, and one of the people that recently was communicated with is my daughter, who's a supervising nurse, and she related to the fact that all of the nurses at the hospital are developing rashes on their faces from wearing these damn masks all day long. And it's just amazing to me. Amazing what they've got our people doing to their own detriment, to their own health issues. So it just goes on and on and on. So we have reached the end of this year, and we're very, very close to the end of this Earth age. So we know that there are significant things about ready to take place. There's a lot of indicators. There's a lot of news reports that I've been following for the past few days, all pointing to the fact that it is go time. As we've talked about, we've crossed the Rubicon. There's no going back. The old ways, the old world is done away with. The New World Order, cabal, Jews, etc., are never going to let mankind go back to the way it was. So anybody that's holding on to that notion, or that we have a white knight going to save the day, and all of a sudden we're going to go back to March of 2020 and pick up where we left off, then I'm sorry, but that is not going to happen. Under any circumstances, that's not going to happen. And for believers in our Heavenly Father, we should be happy that that's true. Because, let's face it, folks, some of the things that are happening right now are actually good. Okay, movie theaters are either out of business or down to almost nobody going to them. That's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. The public school system is in shambles and has been exposed for what a waste of time and money that is. That's also good. Angel says here they call the rash maskne. Oh, maskne, like acne, only maskne. Yeah, but the thing of it is, that's a precursor to what's going to happen. If you keep on wearing it, you're going to end up with bacterial pneumonia. Okay, it'll start out with just a rash or maskne, like acne on your face, but if you continue to do that, and, Angel says here it's mask plus acne, so maskne. So again, the point of it is it's going to lead to further depletion of the immune system. It will also exacerbate the amount of bacterial pneumonia and different things like that. So again, but the point of it is nobody has a right to tell you to do these things to your body. Nobody. At any time, under any circumstances. And that's what people just don't seem to get. It's got nothing to do with the Constitution, has nothing to do with the former government, has nothing to do with half the things that people think. It's simply the matter that you are a free man and a free woman upon this world or this earth, and no government agency, no corporation, no medical mafia has a right to inject you or tell you what to do with your body. We've been acquiescing, we have been backing up for decades and decades and decades. We created this monster because we learned and forgot, I should say, how to say no. We forgot how to resist. We forgot how to tell our public servants they work for us. So we created this monster of people with no integrity, no character, no morality, lying through their ass, a fake media system, phony science, phony medicine, profiteers and basically mafiosas as politicians, and we wonder how that all happened. Well, take a look in the mirror. It happened because we, the people, forgot that we're in charge. We are the lesser magistrates, and we are to dictate when the government gets out of hand. We are to dictate terms, and we're to bring them back under our heel, back under our control. We forgot about that. So we are at the point where we will either do that or we will flip completely over to full-blown Zionist Bolshevik communism. That's where we're at. You got two choices. There's only two choices. You either do what you can to support the taking down of this worldwide Luciferian system and prepare this world to be the kingdom that our Father wants it to be, or you can sit on your ass and do nothing, which makes you complicit with the takeover by the Luciferian forces. So once again, Yahweh said, you choose which side, but you will choose. There is no such thing as sitting it out on the sidelines. It's not going to happen. You have to make a decision. You have to look hard. And yeah, it's a pain in the ass that right now we've got a lot of liars and it's not all that easy to tell who's telling the truth, but I didn't say it was going to be easy, but you have to figure it out. And you better figure it out pretty damn clear, fast, okay? I'm looking at some of the email notes I've got here. Apparently there was some sound trouble at one point. Hopefully that's been cleared up. Okay, very good. So anyway, we are at the end of the year, and all indications are major, major happenings are going to start taking place in the very near future, and most certainly they're going to take place by next weekend. So again, we've said it, you're not going to have to wait very long to find out who the liars and deceivers are and who the patriots and the true believers in Messiah, who they are and who the fakes and frauds are. Just like we're finding out that Mike Meadows, the chief of staff for Trump, is pretty much a rhino, a fake and a fraud. It's looking like the Vice President Pence is a fake and a fraud. So again, be prepared for almost anything. Make sure your homes are well stocked, that you've got your dry goods, your foodstuffs, any medicines and supplies that you might need to stay hunkered down. Now, the recommendation I was given by the military guys was 3 months. That's a minimum, folks. That's not a maximum. That's a minimum, meaning you should have at least that much on hand, if not a six-month supply. But you better have at least 3 months, okay? And if you're trying to figure out what you need to have for 3 months, just picture water shutting off, electricity shutting off, internet shutting off, travel shutting off, communications shutting off for 3 months. 3 months. It's just you, your family, in your house, not going to work. Society basically coming to a screeching halt. What would it take for you to live in those circumstances for 3 months? It's really not that hard to figure out. And again, you don't have to try to imagine what you have to do to live as you are right now when everything seems to be working. You have to think about, if all those things shut down, what are the bare minimums that you need just to survive? Because as we come out of this thing on the other side and things start coming back, once the wicked have been done away with, things are going to get much better, much faster. But we have to go through the dark days first. And I'm not talking about dark days that are mentioned by these Luciferian assholes. I'm talking about dark days in the sense that if communications go down, electricity goes down, and things like that, you're going to be, quote, literally in the dark. You're not going to have instantaneous access to news and information, so you better be storing up digital files. And again, if the electricity's off, you could be out of luck. However, there are solar panels, there are generators, there are hand generators, wind generators, and batteries. And pretty often in hard times, people get very inventive in how they can put things together. And with modern equipment, it runs on a whole lot less electricity than the old stuff does. So your lighting is much more efficient. Your modern computers don't use near as much power as the old ones did. LCD screens, of course, are much more efficient than the old CRTs, cathode ray tubes, etc. So keep that stuff in mind as we go forward. And again, if you can get a chance to go online right now and catch Catherine Austin Fitz and any of her reports, also Lynn Wood and Sidney Powell have just put out some new releases, X22 SGT report, Robert David Steele and some of the rest of them. Again, you don't have to agree with them 100%, but you need to hear what they're saying and start piecing this stuff together, especially as it relates to things you see going on in your own particular area. Again, I apologize for being on the road and having to use the older computer and just a single monitor and a somewhat shaky connection, but it's better than nothing at this point. Hopefully I'll be back to a normal routine here in the very near future and shouldn't have any problems. Unless, of course, we go into what we call the darkness period, which you're not going to hear from me or anybody else for a period of time. Also, you need to be looking into possible radios, walkie-talkies, short range, and somebody in the neighborhood should have a actual home station or a base station of shortwave radio. And it doesn't have to be every home, just somebody in your community that has access to a what they call a radio shack with a good transceiver that operates on the short band frequencies. And that person can then become the contact point for outside world. He can receive signals and listen to reports. He can also transmit, reach out to communities and people. It's slower, of course, but we've been somewhat spoiled with all this new age stuff. At least with a shortwave radio working, you can get information in, and in emergency situations, you can get information sent out to different locations. So again, be thinking about that as Father leads us, okay? We don't know exactly how this is all going to play out, but we do know a lot of this stuff is tied to the 6th, which is next weekend, not this weekend, but next weekend. I would be on a very high alert at this point. To me, what Father is doing with what's happening right now, he's separating those with faith and those without faith. He's separating wheat and the tares. He is checking the list of those who are going to be counted as overcomers, those who are not. Okay, I've got a family relation, actually several, who are anticipating that they're going to be possibly without work because they refuse the vaccination. Okay, well, that's certainly realistic because they're putting a lot of pressure on people. One of my sons is drives a delivery truck for a large corporation that was given the job to get these vaccines out, and he refused to carry the vaccines in his truck. And so far, he is reporting anyway that there have been no repercussions, that they understood his moral objection to passing these poisons out to people, and that he was not going to use his labor and his truck to deliver what he believes to be a poison to the people. So, hallelujah. If we just had more people to take a stand against evil, I mean, really, that's what this all boils down to. And if you can't figure out what we're dealing with here is evil, I mean, how could you not know that? How could you not know it's evil behind all this? It's not just misinformation. It's not just propagandizing you. This is the actual work of evil. One of the things that Catherine Austin Fitz talked about in her interview, which I found to be very interesting, is that she equated these New World Order Luciferians, these monsters, she equated them with the people that consider you and I as animals. Now, so she did not come out and mention the Talmud and Jews in general, but if you know anything about the Jewish religion, Judaism, and the Jews and how they think of non-Jews, you would know she's talking about them. They are the ones behind all of this. Some people say, well, George Soros claims to be this, Nancy Pelosi claims to be Catholic. They're still DNA Jew, all right? It's like the old saying about putting lipstick on a pig, okay? It's still a pig. You can take a Jew and they can claim to be Catholic. They can claim to be some other form of Christian. They can claim anything almost to try to fit in. But when you get right down to it, they're still Jews. They're still of the seed of Satan, as Christ said. And it's not an accident that every one of these assholes that's doing all of this Luciferian activity and trying to drive this world into the toilet of communism are Jews. Jews are leading it. Jews are paying for it. All right? That's not an accident. I want to check a quick email update I got here. And, okay, very good. So again, you know, a lot of people are starting to connect the dots. They're still a little bit afraid to point it out that it is these Luciferian Jews. But if you have any intuition whatsoever, it's not hard to go the next step. Just like I said, she said, these people, you have to understand, these New World Order types, deep state types, look at you and I as animals with no rights whatsoever, no rights to property, no rights to a job, no rights to freedom, no rights even to our own lives. And the very next step will be enslavement, because slavery is the most productive and financially frugal thing for these people to do, lucrative thing for them to do, is enslaving mankind. And they're getting us enslaved right now with a fake, phony virus. They always want to use something to make us afraid that's very difficult to prove otherwise, just like the war on terror. Well, it's kind of interesting that all the terrorists had Western money in their pockets, Western ammunition, Western weapons, Western automobiles, and we're supposed to believe it's Middle Easterners who hate America or hate white people, or hate the Jews, when it's Western nations and Jews combining to create ISIS and all of these terrorist groups. And people try to warn us, but the average person just doesn't care. they become afraid, and as soon as they're afraid, they turn their brains off and just accept whatever the news is telling them or anything coming across the electronic toilet. So again, we're finally at the end of 2020. We talked about the fact that between now and somewhere in mid-January, all of the coverings, all of the facades are going to have to come off of the players. All of the actors are going to have to be identified as either bad actors or good actors. Wheat or tares. Overcomers or those that go into the pits of hell and destruction, into the fires, as they say. So the biggest thing I wanted to bring up was the fact that, again, go to the Daily Mail page. I have a lot of links to a lot of different channels with the news items there. Share it with as many people as you can. Wake up as many people as you can. They're expecting 1 million people in Washington, D.C. on the 6th. They're also expecting many other people to go to state and local government offices demanding that our public servants come back under our control and do the right things. We're tired of hearing their bullshit excuses for why they can't do the right thing. So, but even in Washington, D.C. alone, their anticipation is at the very least 1 million people, and I would imagine a large number of them will be armed. So we should all pray about that. I've been contacted by several of the people I know who are parts of groups that are planning on going to Washington, D.C. And some people are trying to poo-poo it and to put it down that it is a dangerous thing to do. But you know what? They're probably the same people that would have told our boys not to go to Valley Forge. That the British were too strong, the Hessians were too strong, it was the dead of winter, it could get somebody hurt, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Again, you have to go by your intuition, you have to go by your prayer life and your walk with the Father as to what you're going to do. Usually you get a warm and fuzzy feeling when you're going to do what our Heavenly Father wants you to do. And if He's asking you to do it, does it matter what's going to happen? We're not supposed to worry about it, right? At least that's the way I was always taught. And I just saw a headline come in just before airtime that the Irish have now admitted that COVID-19, as it's described to us in the electronic toilets, does not even exist. Okay, this is all a complete 100% fraud. The numbers are made up, the statistics are made up, the severity is made up, the solutions are made up. They're not based on science, not based on medicine, not based on logic or rational thinking. It's communist insurgency tactics hiding behind a fake medical emergency. That's pretty much what it all is. And apparently the Irish government is being sued to produce evidence to the contrary, and of course they can't do it. There is no evidence. All the evidence points the other way around. The only thing they have is propaganda, mainstream propaganda. So, but anyway, being on the road and everything, I was going to make this a short update just to wish everybody a as joyous a time going into our new year as you can do at this time, but mostly to reiterate the fact that we should be prepared for almost anything and to make sure we're well stocked. Definitely be sure that you have a means of protection for your family, and to reach out to your neighbors or those in your vicinity who act and think like you do. There's strength in numbers. There's strength in us working together as a team rather than working against each other. So, again, with that being said, I'd like to open up the phone lines if anybody has anything they want to either ask or report at this time. If not, then we'll close it down and have another broadcast in the near future, again, based on things that are coming in. Also, the co-host, Adam, here hosts a nightly call for anybody that's interested at about this time, 8 o'clock Eastern time, to basically it's a roundtable discussion with guys about what to do, what's going on, the things we're hearing. So anybody out there interested in being on his list of notifications when he does that, and we do appreciate that he picked up the ball and ran with that. His email address is the following, amanstands, that's all together, at protonmail.com, and just let him know that you'd like to be notified about when he's having these calls. And again, it's not to just waste time, it's calls to have our men particularly, but ladies certainly are welcome to listen in. But the men need to start actually talking about preps. They need to start talking about what we're going to do as we approach this critical time. Because this is it. I mean, it's exciting, it's scary, but it's exciting as well. Because this is what our Father told us that was going to happen. He said when crazy, nutty things like this were going to happen, that it was then you should look up and know that your redemption is near. All right? And that's right where we're at. So, hallelujah for that. But, again, just a shorty tonight, and as things progress, we'll have more discussions, more broadcasts. Get on my email list, bydpastordan@yahoo.com. Again, that's Bravo Yankee Delta, Pastor Dan, and those are all together with no spaces, @yahoo.com, and I'll be glad to add you to the mail list. And just keep digging, keep going down those rabbit holes, and keep sharing information. I have a ton of people now, all of a sudden, feeding me all kinds of information on a daily basis, and Scott McKay is personally sending me stuff as he continues to wake up many, many people. His channel is growing viral, so you know we are a team. We are reaching out there. It's not all doom and gloom, folks. I know that's what everybody wants to focus on, but it's not all doom and gloom. Again, I'm hearing from friends and family that are going from pretty much brain dead about some of these deeper matters to wide awake, angry. There's another billionaire that has decided to fund patriots doing good things. We've got that Patrick Byrne who is using his own money to finance the millions of dollars to get these geeks to do the computer forensics to prove the fraud that was committed during the election. Another billionaire has put a bounty on the chief engineer for Dominion. He's put a $1 million bounty on his head, basically for somebody to come up with the evidence that will finally get him prosecuted and sentenced for his criminal conduct during this fraudulent election. So again, we've got billionaires starting to step up and challenge the wicked with millions and millions of dollars, instead of it's always being some rich Jew, some communist Jew, spending money like a Bloomberg or a Cuomo or a Soros or a Rothschild. It's actually some of our people with substantial financial backing that are actually trying to get patriots to do the right thing and support them financially. How about that? That hasn't happened up until now. So there are good things happening. We got to stay positive, stay focused. It's our job to be overcomers, our job to establish and maintain and occupy this world for our king, and he's going to come back to sit on a throne. So pray for our subduing the enemy and our king to come back and sit upon his throne and to rule with righteousness instead of all this sick and demented crap that we end up with around us every single day. So I don't see anybody wanting to report anything right now. So again, since I'm on the road, I'm going to go ahead and just make it a shorty tonight.
Hey, Dan.
And, oh, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't know if I should just jump in there, but
that's fine.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask about brands or recommendations about, I forget the term you use, but receivers. If I want, I looked online and there's a lot to look through. So I want to know if I was to want a good unit where I could be like a hub in case the power or the communications go out. If you have any recommendations about what's a good make, I'd appreciate it.
You're talking shortwave transceiver?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know much about it. I know what a walkie-talkie is, but I'm happy to learn if I, you know, I'd like to use something that's American-made, ideally, but whatever works well.
Right.
You have to
It depends on your finances. For one thing, you can start out on the cheap end of the scale and get a Bofang, makes a very inexpensive, relatively high-quality walkie-talkie, shortwave, handheld unit. Again, they're cheap. However, being cheap, they have a very limited range. They're mostly for, like, family and neighborhood-type security details. They're part of the they transmit in the 2-meter band and I can't remember the centimeter band, but it's mostly what they call general radio service and family radio service, those kind of things, again, short range. But if you're going to go into a full-blown transceiver in the shortwave area, I personally think ICOM, which is I-C-O-M. ICOM is considered the Cadillac of transceivers. Midland also makes good radios, especially CB type. Galaxy, I think, makes some. You can do a little bit of research on the internet and find consumer reports on the different brands and things. A lot of it has to do with how much money you have. So if you got enough money and can afford it, ICOM makes a very, very good quality radio. And you want a base station. If you want to be able to handle everything as a hub, you would want a what they call a base station, which can transmit on everything from the low end to the high end, meaning 11-meter, 10-meter. 11-meter, I think, is a CB radio, what we call citizens band radio. Then you have your 10, your 6, and 2-meter bands, your 440 megahertz, and different things like that. I don't have it all in front of me. I'm going by memory here. But the basic thing about them is that they can transmit and receive on all of those frequencies, and many of them, if you get them, how should we say this, if you get them a little bit older, they will be able to pick up your local emergency bands for fire trucks, your police, first responders. You can pick up their transmissions as well. Now, some of the newer units, they've taken steps to what they call short out or blank those channels. But again, an older unit or a unit that's been modified can pick up everything on the whole spectrum. That's really what you'd like to have. That way you can listen to just about everything out there and you can transmit on the important frequencies. And if you're going to be a hub or run a Radio Shack, that's the kind of transceiver you want. And they're going to be a little on the pricey side, especially if you get a linear amplifier to bump that signal coming out of your transceiver up to where it can, sometimes you can go up to between 100 to 200, 300, 400 watts. Okay, so you, in a way, you could be your own broadcast station when you get up that high. And some people say, well, there's FCC rules and regulations about all that. Well, when crap hits the fan, there aren't going to be any rules. It's going to be who's got a radio, pick a frequency, and that's it. The rules will sort of be gone at that point. It's much like learning how to fly a plane. You know, I'm learning how to fly a plane not because I want a license, but because if the crap hits the fan, if I know how to fly a plane, who's going to stop me? If everybody else is either dead or dying or involved in conflict, if I know how to take a plane off and get where I want to go and land it, that's all that's going to matter. See? So, does that answer your question?
Yeah, yeah. I just wanted some, I think I asked that similar question before, but I started poking around and got a little lost. But it looks like those ICOMs are pretty pricey, but I think I will do a search for used older stuff.
Go to a ham radio fest if they have them in your area, or go to a ham radio club, because those guys are usually very knowledgeable and they're very open for new people coming in. Anybody that's interested in what they're doing, they love teaching it to people. But if you can find an existing club or somebody that's already a licensed ham operator, they generally are very, very informative and willing to help you out. If you tell them what your needs are, they can lead you in the right direction. If you contact me by phone or by email, I'll do everything I can. Again, it depends on where you're at, how much money you have, and what you're going to use it for. Same thing with weapons. It all depends on who you are, what size you are, what the purpose of the weapon is, and how much money you have to spend. I mean, those are critical factors. Same thing with a shortwave radio. So it's very hard to give a one answer covers everything on the show. So that's why I say contact me or contact you since you're doing the research. But if I can't answer it, a lot of times I'll have a website or somebody I can pass you on to that's got even more information than I have.
Perfect. All right. Thanks, Dan.
All right, Adam. Thanks a lot, bud. All right, ladies and gentlemen, like I said, tonight we're going to keep it a short one. Everybody's busy. There's a lot of stuff going on. We're going to continue to try to keep you between the website, my own personal email, and these broadcasts, and Adam's nightly, I guess we could call it a nightly chit-chat or a roundtable where people call in and we just all share information on a roundtable basis. Between all that, I think we're going to get a lot of good information out there. A lot of these platforms are talking our talk, folks. It's amazing. I can't believe how many of these platforms are saying the same things that we've been saying for a long time. They may not say it as clearly as we say it, but just like with Catherine Austin Fitz, if you know how the Talmud worshipers and the Luciferians called Jews work, when people talk about some of these things, you can put the pieces together. So that means they're only a few steps away from being us. And it's growing. It's growing rapidly because people realize that things are not right. Things are going south very quickly. And it's time to put away prejudices. It's time to put away old fights and putting daggers in each other's back and come to back together as a family. You're either in Yahweh's family or you're not. And for those who are not part of his DNA family, they can be part of the group that if you bless Abraham, you can be blessed. And if you curse Abraham, Abraham's our ancestor, not the Jews' ancestor. Abraham is our great father, as Sarah was our great mother. So these other people, if they bless or work with us or support us in our endeavor to take down this Luciferian system, then they will in turn be blessed as well. And people are starting to figure this thing out. So just stay strong, folks. Stay strong. Stay in the Father and stay in with each other. Keep a clear head. Don't panic. Don't believe everything you hear, good or bad. And trust the Holy Spirit. I hope you're all having a very strong prayer life and talk with the Father daily, maybe 3-4 times a day. Take some time out. Talk to the Father. He will answer you, by the way. He will answer you. Guarantee it. Okay? He is our King and our guide, our Savior, our rock and our refuge. All of the above. Never, ever forget that. Never forget that. Dear Heavenly Father Yahweh, we give you the praise, the glory, and honor. We thank you at this critical time in the history of not only our nation, but this world that we live in, that you created, this terra firma down here below the firmament, that you put us in here for this great experiment and to test us. And we pray that our brothers and sisters will pass that test, that we'll remain strong in our faith, that we will never take our eyes off of you and your law, and that we will also come together as a family and reach out to one another and lift each other up in prayer, lift each other up financially if it's called for, or with support or a kind word or a helping hand, whatever it takes for us to come together as a family and to survive this period of time. We pray for our arcs, our sanctuaries, to where we will come through the fire and we will see, yes, many people will suffer and be punished for what's going on, but not his chosen people, not his family. They will come through this fire. And those that help the family may get the crumbs from their master's table, as the woman in the book of Matthew. That's the way the Bible puts it. That's the way it works. If people don't like it, then take it up with our Heavenly Father. So be with us, guide us, give us strength, forgive us our sins, give us clear vision to see through the lies and deception, and protect us from our enemies. We ask this in Yahweh's precious name. Hallelujah.